Okay, now holding sides of hearth in position, lower mantelpiece assembly onto top tabs.
Look at that, I built a fireplace with my own two hands.
You're so butch.
Oh, I got a little paper cut.
Of course you did. Your hands are softer than veal.
Before I forget, Saturday I'm planning a little Dungeons & Dragons night with the guys.
Really? That's how you're gonna spend your Saturday night?
Come on, I hardly ever get a chance to play anymore.
Oh, you poor thing. Is having a real-life girlfriend who has sex with you getting in the way of your board games?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, great. I've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned this earlier. You're not invited.
Why not?
Yeah, Amy, from time to time, we men need to break free from the shackles of civility and get in touch with our primal animalistic selves.
By rolling dice and playing make-believe with little figurines?
Like a bunch of savages.
Saturday night? But I've been working late all week. That was gonna be our night.
But I have to go. We play as a group. If I'm not there, then everyone will blame you. They'll be all, Bernadette ruined everything. She's the worst. So, you see, I have to play Dungeons & Dragons for the marriage.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Forever.
So listen, I know we talked about getting a bite to eat in Silver Lake and then seeing the Christmas lights in Griffith Park, but Leonard's talking about a big D&D game at his place.
Saturday night just went from crazy to epic.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
All right, Sheldon, to start our quest, you need to open this little Christmas gift I got you.
A Christmas gift? You know I don't enjoy Christmas.
What's wrong with Christmas?
Oh, where to begin? Trees indoors, overuse of the words tis and twas, and the absurd custom of one stocking. Everyone knows socks belong in pairs. Who uses one sock?
Pirate with a peg leg.
Actually, that helps. Thank you.
Would you just look inside?
Oh, a scroll. I like scrolls. They're my third favorite system of transmitting the written word. After stone tablets and skywriting. You have all been summoned to join a thrilling Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Your quest begins in a secret northern village of elves who have all been massacred. I like where this is headed. Your task is to rescue their leader from a dungeon of ogres. Oh, that's a saucy twist. That leader's name, Santa Claus. But no, no, no.
It's actually ho, 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 but you'll get the hang of it. Thought it'd be fun to make a quest with a holiday theme.
Fun? Mixing Dungeons & Dragons with Christmas is like making a sandwich of grape jelly, the best tasting jelly, and petroleum jelly, the worst tasting jelly.
Okay, here we go. You find yourselves in the smoking remains of Santa's village. Clearly, a great battle has taken place.
Oh, man, the first monster I see, I'm gonna sneak up behind him, whip out my wand, and shoot my magic all over his ass.
Do you hear yourself when you say these things?
Okay, there are ogre tracks and a trail of broken candy canes in the snow. Sheldon, what do you do?
I signal my contempt for your cruel plan to shove Christmas joy down my throat by making a gesture that says, get a load of this guy.
Fine. Howard, what do you do?
I follow the ogre tracks, checking for secret doors along the way.
And you discover a secret door leading to a dark corridor.
Okay, guys, let's make a plan. Spellcasters in the back, warriors in the front.
Screw that noise. I'm going in. Hang on, Santa. I'm coming for you.
Okay, you run into a room full of weapons, hit a tripwire. A cannon blows your face off, you die, you're out of the game.
A cannon? Am I really out of the game?
lucky.
Come on, moving on.
Wait, doesn't anyone have a rod of resurrection? Because if you've got one, I need it bad. Get in here with your rod and give it to me.
Okay, you need to say these things in your head before you say them out loud.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to interrupt your little game, but I thought you'd like to see what you're missing out on. So, Bernadette? Bernadette's wearing leopard print pumps and a racktastic red dress from Forever 21. Showing all kinds of ankle. In an outfit I'm assuming is from Forever 63. And I myself am wearing a little number that got me out of 2 speeding tickets and jury duty.
I know they're making a rhetorical point. I just don't know what it is.
See you, boys. We are going drinking.
Wait, can I come with you? My character died.
It's girls' night out.
Maybe another time.
Okay.
Come on.
Girls' night! Girls' night!
How does he not hear that?
So what's the plan? Are we gonna teach our fellows a lesson by getting stinking drunk, luring strange men into the bathroom, and turning the toilet stall into a temple of the senses?
No!
Jeez, who's Forever 63 now?
Can we get another bottle of champagne for the table?
Don't worry, it's my treat.
Thanks.
Wow, you should come to girls' night more often. And not just because if you weren't here, this would be a can of Pabst.
My pleasure. Nothing makes me happier than the chance to spoil a lady. Just ask my dog. My vet says if I give her any more foie gras, she's going to die of gout.
Hey, let's help Raj meet a girl tonight.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, wait, are we talking one night stand, or do we want to get him into a relationship?
Let's get him laid!
Stop it, you're ruining girls' night.
Raj, you're a great guy. You're in a bar full of single women. Let us help you.
You're a real catch. I know you're shy, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have someone wonderful in your life.
That's sweet of you. But what can you do to help?
Nose around, see if we can find a nice girl, and then introduce you.
Okay. A couple of things. Don't tell them I come from money. I want them to love me for me. They must be insanely hot. Like 9s or 10s.
9s or 10s.
Okay, an 8 is acceptable if she's willing to bring another 8 to the hot tub.
Bottom line, you'll take any woman who'll have you, right?
In a New Delhi minute.
I remember you buying these miniatures in my store.
Oh, yeah, I got them on Amazon.
Sure, I get it. Why support a friend when you can support a multinational conglomerate that is crushing the life out of that friend?
I know, but when I shop online, I can do it on the toilet.
Have you seen my store? The whole place is a toilet.
Can we please move this along?
Yeah, sorry. You come to the end of the tunnel and find a large chest. What do you do? And Howard, do not say, I feel up the large chest.
Excuse me, I'm a married man now. I wasn't gonna say anything so juvenile.
Great, what do you do?
I walk up to the large chest, bury my face in it, and go...
Open the chest.
It's locked, but suddenly the door behind you slams shut and now the walls of the room start closing in.
That's not good. My character and I both have claustrophobia.
Glowing letters appear on the chest that read, if squashed to death you wish not to be, sing of Svati Vaclav and his victory.
What, who the hell is Svati Vaclav?
Walls are getting closer.
Oh boy, happy place, happy place.
Wait, Svati Vaclav was the Duke of Bohemia.
You're 10 seconds away from getting crushed. 9, 8.
What are we supposed to do?
7, 6.
Wait. Svati Vaclav is better known as Good King Wenceslas from the beloved Victorian Christmas carol.
Never heard of it. Must be the one Christmas song not written by a Jewish guy.
3, 2.
Somebody sing the damn song. Good King Wenceslas.